This is TGG Talks.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Growing Up Now, where we talk about Nathan and I's experiences growing up in the modern day age. I am, of course, joined by the sexy specimen himself, Nathan Hamham.
I swear if you call me that again.
Everyone should spam Nathan Hamham to Nathan's Instagram account.
I don't even have an Instagram account.
That is non-existent. All right, well, today on the docket is somewhat of a very specific topic that, since school is coming to a close, I thought would be a very, like, icebreaker-like topic to
talk about. It's already over for me.
Yeah, don't brag.
Yeah, it feels good.
Don't brag, Nathan. Anyway, today on the docket, we have standardized testing, which includes, but is not limited to, AP testing, SAT testing, ACT testing, IB testing, all that
Literally
stuff.
Literally everything.
Plus your state tests, of course. So let's start with, like, our experiences, like preparation, maybe like fond memories of testing or anything like that. Nathan, I assume you want to go first, so go ahead.
Fond memories of testing.
Go, Nathan. That's
a good one.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
Most standardized tests are honestly pointless because...
Or having a breakup with Nathan? Maybe.
If you're... And you pass. Legit and everything. No cheating. You know, there really isn't a reason to take... to have to take, like, a star test, standardized test, whatever they call it in your state. And if you fail that, and you fail the whole course... It just makes no sense because you passed all the other lessons. You passed the main course, the main test, but you failed the whole thing because you failed a single state test. And AP testing, I really don't see the point of either because it's basically the same as the SAT test.
Right.
Yeah, they should
what? Is he going to come back, guys? The world may never know.
If they test. And SATs, I get those a little more because they prepare you for college. And I understand how they're structured. It's a lot better.
Right.
But everything else is really just, it's pointless. It's just, why do we need it anymore?
The main point, I believe we need it, is for accountability. Like, sure, the state of Texas isn't, like, going to be breaking down on all these individual school districts. They're going to have to measure students to see how much they know somehow, right?
That's what the SAT's for.
I'm saying in 6th grade and 7th grade and 8th grade, all
these...
Yeah,
if they do that, then they should just make the final exam of each subject issued by the state instead of... by class, and then have a state test, because that it's redundant.
What about, well, let's look at the concept of, like, elementary and middle school. They're not going to take a final exam.
And if you do take a state test like that, then, number one, you don't need so many varieties. They're all the same. Like, my teachers have made so many points saying the EOC is not the star, but it is. It literally says... test on the front, which is what they call it in Texas.
It's truly does, yes.
And second of all, failing that test shouldn't make you fail the entire course. Yeah, it should have an effect on where you're placed in the future.
Right.
But it shouldn't make you fail the whole course. Because like I said earlier, you passed everything else. So that should just be proof right there.
But I think maybe their true motive behind it is that they're not looking at how you do as a student at the local level, but if you cannot pass a state test, because believe me, the passing scores are like 40%, 30%, really low. If you can't pass that test, that means you're not showing you learned anything. Showing your teacher may have not taught you anything, per se.
But it still shouldn't be added on top of the final exam.
Right.
As I said, the final exam of a course, or just like a final test or something, should be the state test.
Right.
Like, they should just put that at the end instead of just slapping it on top of the whole course. Just put a state test at the end of every single course and just let that show how much you learned.
Well,
not just put an AP test here, an EOC test here. It's redundant.
Well, what my school does is, if you take an EOC exam in a course, you don't have a final exam, because it's like more of the EOC counts as your final exam.
See, that's good. That right there is how you should do it. It should replace the final exam, because it's essentially showing where you are, what you learned.
Right. Does your school do anything like that, Nathan? Are you, like, exempt from final exams if you take, like, an EOC test?
Nope.
So that means you took U.S. History EOC, correct?
Yes.
That means you took a final exam?
Yep, and all the unit tests to follow.
Well, you took an AP. You took an AP test.
I took AP History, AP English, EOC History, History Final Exam. That's just an example right there. Too many final exams. Just put it all in one test.
Yeah, that's kind of, in my case, that is overkill. But if you look at the picture, though, I mean, you're taking an AP course. You have to have an AP exam to get college credit.
The AP exam should be, it should basically take place at the final exam in AP courses.
Right.
Because that's kind of what AP courses are for, to prepare for an AP test.
Right, but the state has standards. There's different standards between the state and AP program. The AP program and the AP test are supposed to test you over those AP standards, while as the U.S. History end-of-course exam tests you over the Texas standards.
Exactly. I can see AP tests being put at the end of an AP course, but again, they shouldn't be added on top of a final exam.
Right.
You shouldn't have to take an EOC if you take the AP.
Right. I mean, I disagree with you in the sense of I understand why the EOC and AP test coincide, but adding a final exam on top of that is kind of overkill.
Exactly.
It's
like I took three, it's basically like I took three history final exams this year.
It is kind of crazy. So why don't we maybe talk about solutions? I know you've kind of hinted at it throughout the podcast, but why don't you like elaborate on like a solution they could do to help fix all these tests?
Well, like I said, just put at a regular course, in a regular course, basically just put EOC.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the course, because it's supposed to be end of course, but you're putting it in, like, March before the course ends, and then you have a final exam. So just put the EOC at the end, replacing the final.
Right.
In AP courses, put mm-hmm. the AP test at the end, then that'll completely replace a final exam and the EOC nowadays.
Yeah.
And for the SAT, leave it where it is. That's okay, in my opinion.
The question is, though, how will the state of Texas test all of its students, even the ones in the AP program, that they've learned their U.S. history requirements?
What?
How does the state of Texas test that students enrolled in an AP course have learned the requirements for U.S. history?
The final exam would be issued by state.
Oh, so you're saying that they would take an AP test in that class plus an EOC test?
Well, not plus an EOC. They would be able to look at your results if they look at the AP test.
Right, but they're on... Like, for instance, in AP, you may have to learn that Stonewall Jackson killed someone, while in on level, you don't have to learn that. So how can they maybe, like, communicate between each other and create one universal test, perhaps?
I think it should maybe go through a few levels. Like, it could go through maybe, of course, teachers, and then they send it up to state,
right.
And then they send it up to the college board.
Right.
Well, so it should be, like, several levels, and then it would just cover all the bases.
Interesting. That's a very interesting idea. let's switch gears. Going off of U.S. history, I guess, this doesn't really affect Nathan or I as we are graduating soon, but I recently heard a report that students in the future may be required to pass a U.S.
Citizenship?
Thank you. Citizenship test.
I honestly haven't heard of that, but honestly, it sounds a little paranoid.
Well, this would replace the U.S. history exam.
I guess that would depend on what's on it.
Like, who replaces the vice president?
What?
Who replaces the vice president? That's a question on the exam.
Oh, I thought you were asking me, like, who... That came out of nowhere.
Yep.
But yeah, that would actually... That would be really good if it includes questions like that, because you should be learning about the government and how it works in school, not how to read musical compositions and what the name of Paul Revere's horse was. Like, you shouldn't spend a unit trying to learn the names of oil towers in the history of Texas when you could be learning about taxes and when you pay them and stuff like that.
For sure. And guess what, Nathan?
What?
We are going to have a little quiz, okay?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing, everybody. We're going to see if Nathan is truly a U.S. citizen. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Of course. Okay, what is freedom of religion? Oh, this one's stupidly easy. Just tell me and I'll pick the best answer. Maybe?
You cut out completely.
What is freedom of religion?
Freedom to practice your religion.
So you can practice any religion or not practice a religion?
Exactly.
Okay.
Except, it's something America used to have.
Nathan, don't offend the current government we have. It's fine.
Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you. It's very disrespectful. Okay.
I don't want to put my political views on the channel.
Great. Okay, next one. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. Okay, I guess I'll read through these. Okay. There are four amendments to the Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. And I'll read you the answers, okay? Okay. Citizens 17 and older can vote. Is that true or false?
It's 18 or older.
So citizens 18 and older can vote?
Yep.
Okay. That's correct. Good job, Nafy. You're doing fantastic. Oh, gosh. Who is the Chief of Justice of the United States now?
I honestly don't know that.
Is it John G. Roberts Jr., Anthony Kennedy, Joe Biden, or Barack Obama?
I'm pretty sure it's the first one.
Yeah, it was. Good job.
I remember hearing that name somewhere.
Okay, name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Oh, gosh.
One that exists today?
Maybe. Out of the Zawi, Kemi, Cherokee, Celts.
Cherokee.
Yeah, that's right. Good job.
Celts is like Irish.
Sure. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives right now?
I almost said Hillary Clinton, but I'm pretty sure she's a senator.
She's nothing right now, but she was Secretary of State, I think.
Oh, Secretary of State. That was it.
But she's on the list, so. YOLO.
I honestly don't know.
Out of Barack Obama. This one's stupidly easy, too. Barack Obama. I can't speak. Paul D. Ryan, Hillary Clinton, or Joe Biden?
What was the second one?
Paul Ryan.
Oh, right. It's Paul Ryan.
There you go.
I've heard Speaker of the House Paul Ryan everywhere. Can't escape it.
Who does a U.S. senator represent?
the Senate.
Well, who does a U.S. senator represent? Like, what do they physically represent?
I keep just wanting to say the Senate.
Well, if we have Ted Cruz from Texas, who does he represent?
Oh, Texas?
Yeah, there you go.
You said who do they represent, not what state.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Threw me off.
I'm silly. Okay. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
Well, gee, I don't know. July 4th, 1839, and 1776.
There you go.
Everybody should know that.
I didn't. Okay, in what month? In what month do we?
What do you think Independence Day is for?
Well, I know it's on July 4th, but I don't know what year. Okay, so what? Gosh. In what month do we vote for president?
November.
That's also when Claire's sexy birthday is.
Let's scale back there.
Hey Nathan.
What was that just said? How? Never mind. Never mind. Just
her boobs okay. are sweating, right? Great. Okay, who makes federal laws?
I'm just gonna forget that happened.
Who makes federal laws?
The legislative branch.
Be more specific.
What's the word?
Congress, the states, the president, or the Supreme Court?
Yes, Congress.
Okay, there you go.
I'm trying to get even more specific.
What is one reason colonists came to America?
To escape religious persecution.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Wait, why are we having this quiz?
Because I was bored. I ran out of stuff to talk about. Okay, what is the name of the Vice President of the United States now? Please don't.
Gosh, I don't want to say. I can't say the words.
Well, you have to in order to pass this test, because I got one wrong.
Mike Pence. Oh gosh. Oh.
Hey. It's okay, Nathan. Okay. What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
To vote. Well, no. That was stupid.
That's not an answer choice.
Okay, what are the answer choices?
Obey the law, serve on a jury. Sorry, pay.
Serve on a jury.
Yeah, that's right. Name the U.S. war between the North. Oh my gosh, the North and the South.
Oh, gee, I don't know. The Gold Rush? Just kidding. Civil War.
There you go. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
And here's a fun fact. Our president doesn't even know what the Civil War was fought for.
Really?
Sorry.
That's pretty sad.
Exactly. Or see what they
sad. So what do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
America.
So the United States, and that's correct. Good job.
God bless.
What does the judicial branch do?
Interprets the laws.
So all of that, yes.
I learned that in first grade.
Congratulations.
I have known for 11 years.
Oh, this one may
I'm
be
pretty
tricky.
Sure we all have.
How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
I can't memorize it. The last I heard that was fifth grade.
Nine.
I don't remember the number.
9, 10, 11, or 12. Take a guess.
I'm 12?
Nope. It's 9.
Eh.
Well, now you know. What happened on the Constitutional Convention?
The Constitutional Convention. I swear I heard that several weeks ago.
Well, you better think about it.
Oh, right. The Constitution was basically created and signed.
So it was written.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. What do we call the first 10 amendments?
Let's see. The Gold Rush. Bill of Rights, just kidding.
You're smart. Good job.
Everything is the Gold Rush.
Why does this?
All the answers.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because that's basically that's the number of colonies America started out with.
So yes, that's correct. Good job. You're smart. Okay, when must all men register for the Selective Service?
I don't actually know that one.
I think it's at any age. I don't think they have to register, do they?
I've never really looked that up.
Well, it's between 18 and 26.
26 is oddly specific.
Unlike... You got an 85, Nathan.
Wow.
Wow. Terrific.
Wow, thanks.
That means you're an illegal immigrant. Go back home.
Wow, thanks.
So today, guys, we learned that standardized testing today sucks.
Oh, you found me out. I'm Canadian, eh?
Oh, that sounds Irish, though.
I better go back home.
All right, well.
I do a terrible Canadian accent unless it's ew.
Ew. Good day, mate. That's a good Australian.
I don't think that's Canadian.
It's Australian. I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh my gosh. Well, guys, that's going to do it for this terrific podcast with lots of cutouts on Nathan's end. So, thank y'all for listening. Be sure to follow us on the social medias, and we'll see you in the next episode next week. Bye-bye! Hey everybody, thanks for listening. Make sure you check our Facebook, YouTube page, and of course, Twitter. Because birds are on Facebook as friends. Anyway, follow the podcast. New episodes weekly-ish if we're lazy and out of news. Anyway. See you later!